Grupa Padma Yours Airtel? Nu. Întâlnit previstă un șnupat, asta te-a reșat. Și și mă adbă activă de asta. Și la vom negoți mă arăci. Mențunitele previstă un șnupat. Asta te-a reșat și mă adbă activă de asta. Și la narai negoți mă arăci, doar lotus feet. Which remove all the fear for my obeisances again and again. Also after that my obeisances too. Para Pudja Charan Shila Parivrajaka Maharaj, Pudja Pad Shila Madhava Maharaj, and so all the Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, the Sannyasis, all the Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, all the mothers, also the devotees immersed in the mood of Mahaprabhu. So everyone, please accept my Dandavat pranams. So today we are gathered here to celebrate we're remembering our God brother remember his speciality, his life history. We're now discussing about this today. So if we glorify the Vaishnavas, we can be free from Maya. When a Mahapurusha is in this world, generally we don't understand his glories. Not everybody can understand his glories in this moment. Like in Javadharma explains, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that, so in the same way, our Srila Tita Maharaj, our senior God brother, when he was amongst us, we could not understand him. Nobody could understand his transcendental mood. People cannot really understand the nature of the Vaishnavas. But when they go away from this world, then we regret. We regret. I had a great wealth, but I lost everything. I lost now. So you can see, I see in my life that how much he used to do. His favorite tendency to serve was incomparable. His also knowledge and how much sweetness he had in moods was also incomparable. Many years we were together, serving together in Mathura and in Braj also. Especially our Pujapad Premananda Prabhu and Srila Madhava Maharaj also. So we were with Srila Maharaj since the beginning. He was always serving. He had the mood so powerful, it cannot be described. I've seen sometimes so when you have not so much relationship, you can think that what he's saying is material, but actually whatever he's saying is transcendental. Doing bhajan slowly, slowly, then you can realize this. How? He used to give so much mercy to us, actually. When we were in the temple with Imathura, with Gurudeva, we saw that how much he had knowledge of the scriptures. Cannot describe this. Really. Glory of his life. How can I describe the glory of his life? He was always with one bhav. We had a very deep relationship. So Gurudeva was saying, so I didn't understand all these very high level things, so I used to go to Shlatita Maharaj, and then this commentary of Jolni Lama and Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, we used to discuss these commentaries together. So he was 24 hours per day serving, and they didn't even see when he was sleeping or not. So he was writing books, chanting, all he was, his service is the ideal. He established the topmost example of service, and also he used to cook all the service. Like he used to do everything from A to Z. Everything he could do, everything. He could do everything. So when we're construction the Rupa Sanatana temple, every day he, in the morning he used to go from Mathura to Vrindavan. And he would check the work of the workers who were constructing Rupa Sanatana Gaudiya Math. I was doing the collection in Mathura. So from 7 to 1:30, 2:30, I was always doing bhiksha, like asking donations in Mathura. Sometimes in Vrindavan also used to see how he was there. He was under the scorching rays of the sun, instructing all the laborers to get the construction done. Externally, then he would come from Mathura, from Vrindavan to Mathura. Then he used to tell to Gurudeva whatever had happened in the construction today. Srimad Bhagavata explains that we should serve Guru. So, for example, even if you broom the temple, Jiva Goswami says, actually, this brooming the temple is actually serving the kunja. So, in this way, it's a beautiful explanation. Srimad Bhagavata also explained. Especially in Gopi Gita, Brahmana Gita, when he used to describe these books, he would be so absorbed in bhava. He would cry so much. Especially when he called about these moods of Brahmana Gita, etc. And also, so many sattvic vikaras, symptoms of bhava manifesting in him. We saw all this in Shlatita Maharaj. He would cry profusely. Why? Because I was witness, I saw his bhava, his mood. He used to be so affectionate to everyone, and also insults, curse someone jokingly, but actually had such a sweet relationship with everyone. He would cry like a child, always laughing, smiling. He was always absorbed in the mood of service. He was never miser. He was never miser. He would start cooking and he used to do everything. And like in the middle of, from the kitchen, he would come and then start speaking amazing Harikatha out of nowhere. Like very easily he could speak. And he would describe so beautifully all this Tata Siddhantas. I've seen him, Mathura in Vrindavan. When it was time of Mathura, of Janmastami or Radhasami, Gurudev used to call the great panditas like Vasudev Chaturvedi, Manohar Lal, etc. So they were the great scholars and panditas in Mathura. But when Satyata Maharaj used to speak, they used to glorify him so much. All these panditas used to glorify him so much. In a beautiful language, he was glorifying the Vedanta Sutra. You can see. On the day of Radhashtami, Gurudeva told, all of you should speak about Srimati Radhika according to Vedanta Sutra. So 3 days ago, I was reading this recording of Gurudeva. Gurudeva told, everyone must speak about Radhashtami according to the Vedanta Sutra. Because the Vedanta Sutra explains the sweetness of the love of Srimati Radhika. So when in the Vedanta Sutra is being described the glories of Srimati Radhika? I don't commit any offense. He was so generous and magnanimous. So 40 years ago, I went to him and I saw with my eyes how much love and affection he had with the devotees. I saw in Chobis Pargana also this part of Bengal, how Bhaktivedanta Tirtha Maharaj, he had so much, people have so much love and affection with him like a family member. So the Bengalese people, they have some relationship with the Vaishnavas, cannot get this anywhere else. This is the truth. I saw myself. I have a realization of this. Especially in Bengal. This is true. So we were in Kashinagar some days ago. There I saw that how people had so much love and affection. I could not believe that he had left us and went. His beautiful form, his sweet smile is still in our hearts. Maharaj wants me to stop speaking, but I have one thing to speak more. I never wanted to manage or anything. This year, Vaishnava was told that now I have this duty to manage the parikrama. I'm saying that I cannot even sleep that night. For 10 days, I'm not sleeping. For 10 days, I couldn't even sleep. I'm telling the truth. So many worries. Like today. We're walking. The mic is one way. And the devotees are in another way. The mic is one place and the devotees are another place. The deity is behind. I think that's just like So the Dead Sea was very far, and Satita Maharaj, and I realize he's about the rants also. People have to speak Harikatha, and need to arrange these and that for the Parikrama. So now I realize that actually to manage something is very difficult. It's not ordinary to manage something like manage a big Parikrama. Labor party, those are the servants. I'm not criticizing, but it's true. Have to do this, have to do that. But now I realize. Now I realize what he was saying. Those who control, they have to accept so much renunciation, those who are managing. His life is so ideal also. I see. Chani Bhakta explains. The Shuddha Vaishnavas have five qualities.
Titikava.
Titikava.
So the sadhus are always tolerance, always tolerant. Shrimad Bhagavatam explains. This explains the Bhagavatam. That he had these five qualities completely. We sing about him. How he used to take care of everyone. How he really used to nourish everyone, giving class. And I saw that when Gurudev was giving class, he was like cooking, and Gurudev used to call Subhananda. Then he used to come with gamcha. This brahmachari. Like with the cloth he was using in the kitchen, like very simple, and like this cooking. In the middle of the kitchen, like so much hurry in the kitchen, he used to come and took the mic. And then he would not leave the mic, like he would speak so well and so much. You're also nothing less. Huh. Who wanted to stop speaking? Everybody loves the mic. Everyone, all of us. You too, and also Shri Siddhartha Maharaj. When you take the mic, don't want to stop. This is true. Which is the quality. And also, how many temples he established? So many. How many temples he established? I've seen. I was surprised. Especially in Chobis Pragana, this place of Bengal. An area of Bengal. How many temples? So here there's a temple. 200 meters away, there's another temple that he established. And so many people in each temple. So many people. It's amazing. I was amazed. So surprised. And devotees have so much tendency to serve and love and affection in these places. So his life was a deal. How much tendency to serve? How much? He was never miser. He was always generous and liberal. He would not keep anything for himself also. I think he not even had bank accounts. I don't know. He has said, I don't have anything. Everything's for the service of Guru Vaishnavas. So he was a great Mukta Mahapurush. Now I realize this. I said this from my own experience. Whatever he is, he may be merciful to us.
And
Ние следим Шримати Радхика. It's very dear to Шримати Радхика, so he may also inspire us. That we can follow his instruction and his ideal principles.